And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock set.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Police will be called.
A student of law at the University of Queensland, he lectured the mob on trespass.
Last chance before I remove you physically. One,
keeper.
Two, three. Okay. Thank you, boys.
You take your hand off my throat, please.
I'm in front of the bloody letterbox, you wally.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Mate, I'm behind the.
What? While the photographer checked his gear and a broken watch, the pushing continued, both incidents well off the Colston property. Relations didn't improve as the stakeout continued.
Oh my god.
The cameraman's foot accidentally run over.
So you
have no. Now! Now!
No, just settle down.
Welcome to the Mug Off, ladies and gentlemen.
Do they teach you that at law school, Tom?
It's a classic type of guy, is someone who's a year in and they're like, I fucking know some shit now and I'm going to stand up to... I like... Usually these people, they think if they say something like, am I being detained in a semi-autistic voice, then they're allowed to do physical violence. It's just simply not how it works.
Can you get a current affair off your property if you just say, get out! Get out!
That was, you got very Monty Python at the end.
There's a register that only a current affair can hear.
He's holding a bowl of porridge for some reason. That never really comes
well
up.
I mean, that last bit is at night. Everything else was in the day, so it didn't imply they'd been there for 6 hours or something.
This guy's trying to have his supper.
It's like, I've tried every other register in terms of
get out of here. You pushed a man too far.
Please leave, please leave, please leave.
Well, I've only got one option left. Up the octave.
Oh, very, very special mug off. We got, we've lost Duggan to, where'd he go? Wentbush.
He's in Canamble last time I checked.
Canamble. He's eating shit at every country town he goes to. He's reporting back.
Doing a bit of the Malcolm Naden work, I heard. He's out there in the bush hiding from the coppers.
You think the gigs are made up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm bombing. Wink, wink.
We got two special guests to make up for one Duggan. Yep. We got the great Tom Cashman is back.
Oh, thank you.
And
I'm Cameron's little brother. Little bit. Dingo Duggan.
Dingo Duggan, ladies and gentlemen.
I love mints and alcohol. When are we going to combine them?
Yeah, we flew in the great Dingo Duggan to cover for Cameron. Because I just wouldn't feel the same without a Dougster here. So thanks for joining us, Dingo.
No worries. I'm 16.
Oh. Yeah, on you, mate. It's good to be here. Tom, we had you on a few weeks ago.
That's right.
You were discussing the letter that you've received.
Yes.
In your house, but I believe it's since escalated.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't really describe it as an escalation so much. It's just we have more evidence from the original case.
So what happened?
So we're
going to close the fucking case on this.
Well, I mean, it suits you, really, because there has been an update which involves audio.
Oh, okay. There we go.
That's our wheelhouse.
That's what I was angling for.
Famously, your favorite medium, you guys. Yeah. Not so much visual. Very, very audio-based people. But basically, as I described last time, got an angry letter, which was actually addressed to my dad, my name at my dad's place, because my mail goes there, and this guy went through the trash, and thought I was responsible for the trash, quite rightly. My negligence was responsible. Yeah. But I'm allowed to touch him if he comes on my property, and I will push him if necessary.
He's behind the post.
Stop sending me letters!
It's behind the mailbox, you woolly.
What's the address of your dad's house?
20, none of your business.
That might come up though, right? In the
no, it doesn't.
They don't mention that.
Yeah. No, thank God. Yeah. But point is, my dad, I think, doesn't check his voicemail very often.
Yeah, who does?
I mean, yeah, exactly. The only people are like boomers who, this is the man responsible for the letter. And yeah, basically my dad, who I was already a bit like, sorry that you're getting sent letters being threatening to come to your house and dump rubbish. He checked his voicemail and there's, yeah, an angry message from the man. I think it was probably left, I don't know the dates, but it sounds like this was his first thing. This was pre the letter. I reckon he got no response from calling. And because he uses a few lines.
Yeah, he's recycled some of the material for sure. I just love
which
the wall.
What I should have done with the original.
Yeah, obviously.
I just love the wall of apathy the Cashmans have responded with. Just like all these threatening notes, voice messages, just nothing. Just
well, he sounds old and shit.
Silence.
At some point he goes, there will be repercussions. And it's like, this is not someone who's going to kill me.
Well, we'll play it. We'll play it now for the people at home.
This is a message for Thomas James Cashman. I'm a resident of Barkham Avenue, Darlinghurst, and there are five messy, shitty, untidy bags of household rubbish chucked on our street with correspondence addressed to you inside. In particular, correspondent from Costi and from a company called, I think, OFX. Now, if you fucking well think that you can get away with chucking rubbish all over my street, you can get fucked. And there will be repercussions. I have looked up your address.
That's a threat?
Monday, 1:45.
Where do you reckon he was driving to? Sounds like he's in the car.
He's in the car.
He's definitely in the car.
I'm more scared of his robot friend at the end there.
Well, I have built a Terminator to destroy you.
On Monday.
The repercussionator will destroy you.
Yeah, I feel like if you use the word correspondence twice in the threat, I'm less scared. Yep. But it's good stuff. The soundboard is getting...
Sorry. Yeah. It's your favorite part of the show, Tom.
I do enjoy it.
And what does your dad think about all of this malarkey?
I mean, he sent me... I haven't talked to him in person since. He sent it through and I think he sees the humor in it to some degree. But I'm a bit worried that he... I mean, I just hope the guy doesn't actually go around to my dad's place and leave rubbish there and stuff.
Fingers crossed.
I think he takes it in good humor. I mean, he sounds... He's got a very lovely voice. He's almost like sounds like a radio 2GB host or something. Mm. I mean, it'd be great to track down who he is, but
I reckon the play here is your old man's got to get his number and leave a voicemail, but it has to be the Mel Gibson tapes.
Okay.
If you fucking think for a second.
So your solution to this problem where I'm already worried about embroiling my dad too much is I go to dad, I make him learn and recite.
No, just play the tapes. Just just have blowjob then jacuzzi.
All right. Why does my dad even have to be involved in? No. He would like it.
What do you think, Dingo? How would you sort this out back where you come from?
Well, I like this guy. I spent a lot of time foraging through bins.
to gain sustenance.
If I was to find any bin bag, to me, that's more of a treasure. Some would say one man's trash is another man's treasure. To me, trash is the only treasure.
On you, Dingo.
Dingo loves the bingos.
When they say one man's trash is another man's treasure, that other man is it? That's about Dingo. That man. It's not a metaphorical man.
I hope you meet this guy.
I mean, me too. My plan was to, because I took it to the press again, because there was some press about the first one, and I sent this audio to the journalist that had covered the first story, and one of them was like, "Oh, okay, great. Do you want to do an interview tomorrow?" I'm like, "Yeah." Good Lord. Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's you know when the fucking world is ending when the news starts like that. Like, they fuck the audio. They're like, oh!
A lot of people listen to this podcast to go to sleep. Cool down with the mug off, boys.
Not tonight. So, not at all.
Yeah, forgot to turn the old iPad volume down there.
It happens.
But, yeah, no, I then had, like, an interview scheduled at, like, 2 p.m. with this journo, and then she pushed it back and, like, so, yeah, sent me a few DMs, like, yeah, I'm attending to breaking news. And I had to be like, fair enough, really.
So you reckon that you've got all the juice out of it, you reckon?
I think I have. But my my end goal was to I had a few goals, but it would have been nice to meet him, to do, like, this one, like, an olive branch, kind of offer an olive branch to him. Potentially get a photo with me shaking hands, like propose that as a
in front
solution.
In front of the dump.
In front of the dump. But then when we're posing for the photo, I'll do one of these.
Like, oh, wow.
Put my hand.
pull a lever, garbage ball on me.
A bit of footy show
gear. And then for some reason, in my mind, the newspaper publishes the photo of me, like, owning him.
Just for the home listener, Tom was about to shake the gentleman's hand, but at the last minute, swooped up to comb his hair.
Thank you, Dingo.
I'm loving this Dingo Duggan film.
It's a real good character.
What do you mean, character? We flew him down, put him up and everything.
Oh, I mean, like, he's a real card. He's he's a real character.
He's a guy.
Yeah, the Joker. Nah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's 10 of us Duggan boys.
Oh, I can't wait to meet the whole family.
They're all on Razor scooters out the back.
Just circling the property.
Oh, here's another one now.
Oh, yeah. I'm Raymond Duggan. Now I've got anxiety.
All right.
Raymond Duggan.
Oh, come on, guys. I love mints and I love beers.
Yeah.
Well, we're recording, we should tell our listeners, live from my family farm. What do you reckon, boys? You've been out here? You're taking in the country?
I would describe the scenery and around this house as unsurprising.
Yeah. Jerry wants to talk about growing up poor. He's got a foyer in his house.
Yeah, now it's two walls.
Sure.
He's saying two walls, but yeah, were they all connected and then going in different directions? Every house has one wall.
It was a caravan and then there was two walls and now there's many walls.
And a foyer.
Yeah, and a foyer.
Can we talk about how in every family photo your father is wearing very intense sunglasses?
Yeah, you can talk about that.
Have you ever seen his eyes?
They look past me once, but never directly into them. It's like the sun. I'm scared to look into it.
Most sons are waiting for an I love you. You're just waiting for an eye.
Well, I just thought this might be a good time to debut me and Yaz's favorite new drop. Tom, I know you love the drops.
Sure,
hopefully this isn't blaring out of control.
Yep.
You're charging $7.50 for a fucking head cheese croissant. Oh, fucking Jesus wasp.
It's funny to me.
Think about these drops, Dingo. They're all very specific.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we gotta add some like a swarm of bees noise chasing him. Oh geez, fucking wasp.
You're charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant. Oh, fucking Jesus wasp.
Fuck, this thing's driving me nuts.
Yeah, we can turn it off now. I just wanted the boys to hear that one.
Yeah. Job done.
What's that? What's all that?
That's
Skinny getting attacked by a wasp on his podcast.
Oh, right.
I can't remember what episode it was on Down the Line, but it's a good one.
Siri keeps coming up. Unfunny.
She would never say that. Not to us.
Can we talk about how I'm staying in the room that famously your father drove into?
Yeah, we can talk about that, yeah.
First into drunk. I can now see how it happened. There's a driveway up to the wall where there is a window. I feel like, if you'd had a few beers, I'm now on your dad's side. I can see how the mistake could have been made.
Yeah, well, why don't you look him in the eyes and tell him you're on his side? So brave.
What would happen?
Oh, I don't know. He's a scary man.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. When I first met Jared, I rang him up at this address, and his dad answered the phone. I said, oh, is Jared there? He goes, no.
Click.
So I just hung up.
I said, Jared.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, boys, I got something to bring to the table. I had TAFE this week. You know, nice. Famously, I still go to TAFE. Mm. And I think I heard a pretty red hot mug off.
Oh, really?
It's a little bit in the territory of yucking someone's yum.
Yep, sure.
But we'll proceed accordingly. So I go, the guy in my class, Big Wesley, funny guy, big guy.
Big Leslie?
Wesley. Yeah, big. Shout out to you, Big Wes. He's a listener.
Mm.
this other guy started like the year below us at TAFE. He knows this guy, right? Mm. Their girlfriends are friends. And he hates this guy because he rats on him all the time. Like, he'd like told him, he goes, oh, he's having a cigarette at TAFE or whatever. And then he went and told his girlfriend, yeah, what, did you know Wesley's smoking again? And he's getting a fucking ear bash.
Oh, my God.
Now, just to clarify, ratting, guys at TAFE love that. Right?
Yeah, they love it.
Okay, yeah.
So now, like, because I normally just hang out with Wes if he's having a cigarette, I'll just go chat to him. And now we both got to walk, like, fucking all the way to this other industrial state so he doesn't get seen and look around and shit because this guy's ratting. But to get revenge on him, this is fucking pretty red hot.
Mm.
He overheard those two girls talking in his house. He got home and just kind of quietly came in and heard them talking.
What two girls? Sorry.
So his girlfriend and this guy, his enemy's girlfriend, they're friends.
Yeah,
that's right. How he knows him.
Gotcha.
And he's got to act nice to him and shit like that. But then he's just like
classic.
He goes, he rats me out. He goes, every time he sees me do something, like he took mushrooms.
Complaining
once.
To his girlfriend, he keeps dobbing on me. Why do you make me hang out with this guy?
Okay, to get back at the cunt, he overheard the girls talking in the other room, and his girlfriend was complaining. Mm. The bad guy's girlfriend was complaining, going, yeah, he just keeps stealing my G-strings and, like, wearing them around and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah, and he plays Dungeons and Dragons with his friends on Friday, and he will not have sex with me no matter how much I ask him.
On Fridays?
He goes, every Friday he plays, and he borrows my little G-strings and runs around with them and shit. He told the whole class this like that and kept pointing to the guy like that. He's on the other side of the window just going. He goes, yeah, that guy right there. And the whole class was looking at him.
At what point was he telling that? Did he take over from the lecturer?
No. Well,
the guy like to do a closing five.
It's very cute of you to think there's a lecturer.
There's a guy at the front. There's a lecturer.
Teacher's barely there. He just started telling the story and everyone just turned around going, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, he wears his girlfriend's G-strings. Who? That guy right there. And now everyone's just walking around, just eyeing him off, just going,
oh, no.
I know that's a bit yucking someone's yum sort of thing.
Sure. But, I mean, you shouldn't rat.
You shouldn't rat. But I thought that was a pretty harmless revenge.
Yep.
Expose him for playing Dungeons and Dragons and for wearing his girlfriend's underwear.
Totally. Mm. I mean, he dobbed back.
Yeah. Case closed.
Yep.
It's definitely a bombshell.
Yeah, my partner thinks that all dudes like are out there sniffing undies.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, are you sniffing my undies? I was like, what? I'm playing video games. She's like, yeah, but you do it while I'm not around. So I'm like, no. No.
I don't think that's that good.
No.
I don't think it's anything.
Do you prefer to sniff your own?
Right. I think for practical purposes, I've been known to every now and then.
Sniff your own.
Yeah.
Am I going to wear them or am I not going to wear them?
I don't get any sexual titillation from it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I would swear by that.
Yeah.
You and the other 11 Duggins all share a pair of undies, don't you think?
Yeah. They started as undies, but now they do resemble more of a G-string. Been falling away.
Oh, Jerry, you've got a bit of big news today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's...
By the way, I'd like everyone to hear this upcoming thing and hear it in light of the fact that it's coming up 20 minutes into the podcast.
Well, we don't hear about Big Wesley.
What about Big Wes?
Yeah, we never bury the lead.
I'm engaged.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? I mean, his name.
It's Jared.
On your dingo. Yeah, I don't know. It was good. I thought it was good. It was a bit of a nightmare fucking scenario.
So you proposed. We're not talking about being engaged in combat. We're talking about, you know, loving relationship.
No, that was earlier in the week.
Yeah. Every day for the whole
thing. Yeah. So I got the ring and I was like, going to do it at the beach. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, like we had our first date at Gordon's Bay.
Yes.
We'll go back there. I think I was like, played it pretty slick. I was waiting for her to suggest going to the beach. And then so it's like, she won't know. I'm like, oh, we got to go, you know. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Had the
that
ring.
Would be suspicious if yeah. you yeah. proposed spending time with her.
Yeah. All right, what's going on here?
So like I'm about to get married or killed.
So I got the ring. I put it in the front of my backpack because like, do you have anything like really expensive on you? Like if you've had like a lot of money or something, and you got to keep touching it. You're like, I can't fucking lose this. You know,
you're like Gollum with this ring. he loves it. He's like, wow,
I don't want to give it back. I didn't want to give it away.
I imagine like you driving to the beach is like when Silvio's driving Carmella to the forest and she's just kind of trying to figure it all out. And it's like, oh no, he's not driving me to Chris.
So I get there and I put it in the front of the bag where I can touch it occasionally. I can reach back and touch the front. Because it's like a little square object. I'm like, it's I got to keep touching it because I'm scared I'm going
to
lose it.
Yeah. Totally. That's the good thing about, the best way to be inconspicuous is to touch the secret every 5 minutes.
Well, I couldn't risk it in a pocket. It could fall out and climb over a rock. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And then,
that'd be so funny. It just falls out of your pocket. What's that?
Oh. Just kick it into the sea.
Try again in a year. She suggests the beach again.
So we're going to go. We park. I'm pretty nervous.
Mm.
I'm a bit shaken up. And she goes,
you'll be fine. It's your podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. But she goes, oh, can I put my keys in the front of the bag? She goes to undo the zipper. I scream. No, you can't put anything in there. I put something in there last week and it fell out, so you can't put anything in there. And she was just
that's
like,
his excuse.
Yeah, that's all I had.
He's quick on his feet.
7 days ago when that bag was upside down, there was an issue with it. So
you said, only if you get married to me.
So already we're off to a bit of a rocky start.
How did she react to that? Like, was she a bit like, what the fuck? A
little bit, but I think I apologized sort of after snapping.
But didn't let her.
No. I'll just give him here. I'll put him in another bit. Yes, I put him in this section so we didn't lose him.
Yep. So at this point, she's like, nothing's out of the unusual. Jerry snapped at me. I've only asked one thing.
Something completely arbitrary.
Very reasonable request to ask. He just snapped. Par for the course with this cunt.
Yeah. So it's all good. So then we go to where we had the first date, which is the Crookshank side, Gordon's Bay. So, Red Badger side, where you walk down, and then Crookshank's the other side. So I went there, I was climbing over the rocks, found a nice little spot. There was some woman there with a dog, and I was like, I think she's going to leave soon. She left. And then we had like a good little area sort of thing, and I was going to do it before we went for a swim. But then these three Esche chicks just kind of walked up on the rock and were just like, oh, yeah, fucking dude. Like, I'm going to jump in. You want to fucking jump in? Like, they're just going like skitting out. They're like, oh, you're a fucking crazy bitch. Well,
maybe I'm not ready to settle down. So. Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of fine suitors on this rock.
You guys married over there?
Is there a miss to Esche?
Yeah, no, they're like 16 or something. Yeah. Yep. They just go, you're a fucking wild bitch. Fucking dude. Just like going... kicking off like that, and I was like, fuck, we'll go for a swim, and then hopefully they've moved on or something, and hopefully a TN washes up and they all dive on it and have to go swimming or some shit. So I like jump in the water. I'm in the water about 15 seconds, so I get a horrible blue bottle sting across my stomach, which I can show to the camera, like still healing up from it.
Oh yes.
All
oh,
the wow. way along. Starting to look a bit better. Wrapped around my front of my body, under my waistband, it was just stinging the shit out of me, so I just had to grab it and fling it off like that. And then I had to like crawl back to shore. It's like, I was like, all right, I gotta get this fucking proposal done or whatever. And, but these chicks just wouldn't shut up. They just kept kicking off, just go, oh, you're fucking new. You're a fucking guy. Like that. So I was like, oh, fuck this. So
and you can't let her, knowing what you're going to do, piss on you. Because that's the proper solution.
Well, that came later. I'm not joking. But so I was like, all right, we've got to move locations here. I've got to think quick. So I was like, well, why don't we go for a walk along the rocks on the other side, the high rocks? You know, I was like, oh, I did that with Cambo once. It was good fun, you know. Cambo's a friend of mine, Dingo, that you wouldn't...
you might have met him in Brisbane once.
Yeah. He sounds really cool and really gorgeous.
So I was like, yeah, we'll go up there. It'd be fun.
I should like to meet him and shake his hand.
That's actually crazy what you just said, like, thinking about it from a physics perspective.
I haven't met him, but I imagine he's on some kind of secret mission. He's possibly involved with ASIO.
So then I'm stinging. I'm in a fair bit of pain. We walk across the rocks, climb all the way up.
How's she feel about moving? I was pretending those people are annoying me over there.
Yeah, well, she knows what I'm like. I don't like fucking people around me.
Yappy women.
Yeah. No, but I just don't like fucking people too close to me. You know? Mm. The beach, I want my own area a little bit, you know. Mm. So it played all right. It played all right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a solitary creature, you know. I don't like big crowds and groups and stuff. So I was like, we'll go there, we'll climb up there, it'll be a bit quieter, it'll be nice.
Did anyone else get stung by blue bottles? Or was it just you?
There was like a giant, as soon as I got stung, I got out, the fucking sea patrol people in the boat, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a giant blue bottle swarm. And as we're walking along the beach, there's hundreds of them washing up or whatever. And I'm like, fuck me. This would only happen to me, you know?
So the vibe is romantic.
Yeah. So did you let her know that you'd been stung?
I did, but I played it off like it didn't hurt. I go, it's not hurting now or whatever. And it's caning like crazy. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of that in your future.
Yeah, must have got the news about being married early.
Oh, come on, mate.
They usually sting you at the wedding.
Yeah, pick it up the bill.
Whoa.
So then we go up on the rocks. It's a nice quiet spot. The sun's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Sun's out. And then I just go, I just stopped for a second. I said, what did I say? Can you just do me a favor? And then I just got down the knee and said, can you make me the happiest man? Blah, 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 blah.
Cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's actually very cute.
And then we had a lovely day. We had mimosas. So, yeah, now I'm engaged. And it was.
And how much was the blue bottle hurting throughout the rest of the day?
Man, a lot. It was hurting a lot. I didn't know you meant to put warm water on it or something. So I was just doing everything wrong, scratching it, clawing at it. It still hurts a little bit.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's fucked me up pretty bad. But then we had a bottle of champagne. It was all fine. It was all...
Totally.
I went to Out of the Blue, got some burgers, had a nice evening. It was good. I don't know how funny this is, but yeah.
But it's a big moment. You're allowed to have a beautiful moment, you know?
I know. These muggers at home listening there, they've been waiting for years to the ground. Oh, I can't wait to hear some gay shit fucking engagement you did, man. They want to hear more about Big Wes.
Well, they had their Wes film, man.
I talked to a lot of Mug Off fans and they're like, when's it going to happen? When's Jared going to propose?
There's a lot of fans up in the dog pit that you grew up in, Dingo. Yeah.
Most of our listeners are from the 10 of these Duggan clan. Raymond Duggan, Dingo Duggan, Cameron Duggan.
Basically, we put detergent on like a big mat and we all fight while we listen to the Mug Off. I usually go unconscious pretty quick, but what I've heard, I thought, is just amazing.
All fight for one AirPod. On your dinger.
Yeah.
It's good to have you, man.
Oh, man.
What's been going on with you, Yazzie?
Not much, man. It's been pretty serious for me. Just applying for jobs and shit. Nothing funny, really. Nothing.
Pretty serious for me, as opposed to what he just said. A huge, momentous time in his life.
Well, it's like I've just been going to meetings and stuff, I guess.
Businessman.
Yeah, I've been a real business. It's very...
Business proposals.
Business proposals. Been a few business proposals. Yeah, didn't get on one knee, though. Got on both because I really wanted the job.
Hang on, that's for after marriage.
Oh, man.
Please let me get the job.
No, nothing really. Nothing really at all to report.
Mm. Oh,
been getting off the weed, so I've just been sweating profusely and like...
freaking out.
Yeah, just been throwing stuff.
Marijuana ruins lives.
It definitely does. Yeah.
A friend of mine smoked marijuana and tried to gouge out my eyes.
Actually.
Yep.
God, they breed them tough up there in the kennel.
How did you get down to Sydney, Dingo? I imagine a bloke like you wouldn't be able to operate a computer or have a passport or a car.
I think he was chained up to someone's ute tray.
I'm just, I don't know. I just woke up here and pretty scared. No, if you must know, I've come looking for Cameron. We got to bring him home.
Oh, what trouble in home?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He left for Mince 13 years ago and never came back.
He said he was just going out for a packet of mints.
And left all your boy Nero eating your shoes for the leather.
Yeah.
Getting desperate up there.
Yeah, we need him back. When is someone to make us dinner?
Yeah, he discovered beer day one. Straight from the path. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But on the, I guess on the subject of proposal, I would like to extend an open proposal of marriage to anyone.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Well, let's go through it. What are some of your credentials here, Dingo? What would, you know.
How quick are you?
Let's spook you to
all
it.
All right, I'm quick.
He's quick.
I'm probably 100 meters.
Yep.
I can run.
Had heartworming all up to date. Yes. Up to date.
I've got a worm in every part of my body. I've got an earworm. I've got a heartworm. I've got an ass worm. I've got a leg worm. My legs are smaller than my arms.
Okay. You're a real interesting fella, Dingo. I've never met anyone like you.
I've got a tie, but none of the rest of a suit, but I could probably just cobble something together.
Are you romantic?
In my own way, yeah. I can only see in black and white. Is that romantic? Is that what that means?
Yeah, like the before.
Every day is Casablanca for this guy.
Frankly, my dear, give me the hand. I've been a good boy.
Yeah, a lot of watching Casablanca at the Duggan household. I'll bet.
Casablanca, man, put the footy on.
Oh man.
Oh, dear me. Only 10 minutes to go.
Really? We've sucked up that much time?
I think we've done all right, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we could talk about the bushwalk.
Oh, yeah.
We actually went to Stir Crazy last night.
Oh, we can talk about that. I took all the boys on a tour of my hometown. Yeah. We had an interesting character walking out of the pub. Yeah. Walking back to the car. And this guy goes, "What are you doing? Don't go that way. You're bad karaoke down there."
There's a couple of real bad karaoke singers. It got us all.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to see a larrikin.
I thought they were gone.
You know? No, they're around. They're around. They don't have any wives, so they are the last of their breed, but they're around.
I remember we got out of the car to go to Windsor, and then two women just walking down the street with a shopping trolley. Or was it a pram with nothing in it? And then one just stops, yelps, and goes, "I've been bitten by a spider," and I've never been more terrified in my life. We're like, "Jerry, where have you taken us?" Yeah. I'm a soft city
boy. I immediately moved away from her, even though it's like the chance of it jumping that far is slim, but fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's doing the whole fucking scarecrow dance.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone get bitten by a spider.
Yeah, God forbid you go near a dangerous animal that has poison in it or anything like that.
Fuck no. You mean the people of Windsor?
Yeah. The poison? Alcohol. It's not safe.
The funny juice.
We've actually got a drop from someone in Windsor here.
Ben's the name. You can call me Big Ben for short.
I mean, is that a guy called Ben who's from here?
That's Big Ben from Windsor.
Oh, nice.
Are all the guys you know, it's Big Wesley, Big Ben.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be the one to tell you, but they call you Little Dingo behind your back. You're the run of the bunch.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to see Dingo angry?
No, it'd actually be all right.
Okay.
You'd like me when I'm angry. I'm the opposite of the Hulk.
I'm very generous when I'm furious. Yeah. I'll buy people flowers.
You like me a lot.
Oh, man.
Ad reads, boys. Ad reads. We're keeping the lights on. Getting some cash, Jerry. Get prepared for St. Patrick's Day with a Manscaped if you're going to get a little lucky. Manscaped is the global leader for below the waist grooming and the official sponsor of the Mug Off.
That's us.
Got to keep the shamrock clean. This is one for you, Jerry.
The luck of the Irish, huh?
Yeah.
You got to keep that hog smooth. To ensure you have the best tools for your family jewels, visit manscaped.com and use the code MUGOFF for 20% off and free international shipping. Make sure you delete that other code and put in the MUGOFF.
Yeah, whatever stupid ass code is in there, put a MUGOFF.
Just MUGOFF. MUGGOFF. You're in luck because the Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Included in this new package is the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, which is waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree, that's the full lot, 360-degree rotary dual-blade system.
Sure.
Fucking, that's heavy duty. Look, guys. I'm 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Why not use the best tools for the job here?
Yeah. I love the nose hair trim. I use it every week.
Yeah, good on you for giving mine away, mate.
Wait, what about ours? I didn't get one.
Yeah, we didn't get one.
Oh, Skinner's got them.
Does he? I thought he said there was only one.
No, there were three.
Yeah, because you gave the other one away.
Yeah, and we'll worry about that.
Well, me and Duggan can share one. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah. Just spit on it before you use it.
Yeah.
The bundle includes the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, the best trimmer on the market for your balls, butt, and body.
We shared notes before. So you might as well share a nose trimmer.
Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe trademarked technology. You'll feel confident shaving your thunder down under. You can also get festive and safely shave a shamrock in my pubes. It says my pubes. If you buy one, you're not shaving a shamrock on me anywhere. You and your partner will get lucky, all right. Their Lawnmower 3.0 will showcase your pot of gold like no other. Let's not forget their famous liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine.
Ooh, I like the toner.
Yeah, it's good.
You like it?
I don't mind it.
Well, I accidentally drank some and had to go to hospital, but apart from that, it's been pretty kind to me.
Specifically says do not drink.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't have that sticker on my balls, Jerry.
Not from that straw.
Get the performance package now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped boxes and the Shed travel bag. All right.
Guys, do you hear that? The lights just came on.
Oh, and they're staying on, baby. The performance package is the best value that Manscaped has to offer and is hot off the shelves. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com. Also, what about this? Every purchase at manscaped.com goes towards contributions made to the Testicular Cancer Society.
Fucking
hell.
That's pretty good.
One of us is definitely going to get that, so...
To bring awareness to testicular cancer. That seems pretty straightforward.
Well, I'm going to get castrated. That's not going to be me.
Yeah. Brings I thought about not awareness. Putting my balls in the microwave, but it's too warm.
Come on, yeah, Jim. You just like slamming the door on them. Brings awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code MUGOFF. There's gold at the end of the rainbow with Manscaped. Let's get back to the episode.
So what's the rainbow and what's the gold in this analogy?
Who cares? Let's get back to the episode. So what's the plan? What's the plan? Oh fuck!
Well, you've got a nice little itinerary. What's next on the
Oh, I did. We burned through most of it.
Oh, I meant for like the weekend away. You know, this little writer's retreat we've got.
Oh yeah, well, it's going to take us to the Kolo River. It's a bit rainy, but yep. We'll probably still go.
Yep, skim some rocks.
Fuck around there. What else? I don't know.
It's dark.
What did you guys have for lunch? Get into that. Could kill 10 minutes.
I can tell you a mug off that I was planning to tell you the time that you didn't let me speak.
Please. Oh, that was mostly Duggan's doing.
Yeah, finally get some respect when he's not here. I don't know how many of you I've told this, but this is a dating story, which sounds a bit fake. But basically, I was on, you know, maybe 3 years ago, I was on Tinder.
Yep.
And I don't know, it gets a bit tiresome, like chatting with people all the time, the same kind of like hellos. And
even for a root rat like you.
Yeah, exactly. If it's someone who finds it so inherently fascinating.
He's a married man.
That's what I call it.
He's got to get his juice elsewhere.
Exactly. But I remember matching with this girl. She was pretty cute. And she opened. I forget what she said.
What race?
White.
Cool.
Oh, great. Thank God.
And
he's got a type.
Yeah. What's the
Well, I mean, one from one.
So do you, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I subscribe to the whiter the pussy, the sweeter the juice.
What?
You subscribe to that?
No, wait. No. Whiter the woman, the sweeter the pussy. That's what I've always said. And getting in a lot of trouble for saying that out in the streets.
Just probably cancel your subscription.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm gone, huh? I'm done.
But no, she was white, and God bless her. And I remember she was wearing like a VB t-shirt or something. Or maybe, no, maybe she just had a VB. There was VB, and like she's trying to be relaxed or whatever. Yep. I'm like, okay, that's nice. And she also opened with, I forget what she's, I think she had like a duck in one of her photos, and there was a lot of talk of like, duck you should go and get ducked.
Yep,
like she was being kind of joking around, but also being kind of aggressive towards me in a way that I thought it was kind of funny. And it's like, it's almost like she was subverting what the normal approach is, which is kind of like normal chat. And I enjoyed kind of a bit of back and forth with her. And then also most people that you chat to on Tinder, like you usually kind of either get their number or like meet up with them pretty soon after matching with them. Otherwise it just fizzles and you never talk to that person again.
Mm.
But her, over the course of the next few months, every few weeks on a weekend, usually Friday or Saturday night, she'd hit me up again and we'd kind of had some banter.
Yeah.
The banter was mainly her shitting on me and me kind of like doing what I thought was funny repartee back and then her being like, no, fuck you, really. And me being like, oh, it was quite like, I enjoyed it. And I think at one point she said that she saw like a poster for a gig in the city, Papa Getty's.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm going to come and fucking heckle you.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, don't. Yeah.
Bring your duck, cunt.
Exactly. And then she said afterwards, she messaged me like, after the gig, being like, I was there and it was dog shit.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no, you weren't. Like, what? But I quizzed her on a few other people that were performing and she didn't know the answer. So she wasn't there, but she was
It's a fake out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I think I was talking to Taunton about it or something. He's like, this is a cute little thing you have with this girl, but like, you know, either stop talking to her or ask her out, I reckon. Yep. So I took that advice and I asked her to brunch on a Sunday, which was like early in the week. And she said, oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. And set a place and a time. And we had a date. And that was like early in the week. Then on the Friday, I was with a few friends, got in an Uber. And I sat in the front seat and I look at the Uber driver and it's her. It's the chick from the
app. Wow.
And I'm she kind of looks away from me and I'm texting my friend in the back being like, oh, my God, it's the chick from that I was telling you about from Tinder. And then she kind of acknowledged it at first. She's like, Tom? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're the girl. And she's like, look, sorry. It's not me you've been talking to. You've been talking to these two gay guys I live with that every few weekends they take my phone and they fuck with guys on Tinder.
Oh.
And you're the only guy who liked it. And I'm like, oh, right.
Wait, so she didn't want to bring this up at brunch. She was waiting to drive you home in the Uber to mention this.
Well, brunch was fake.
Oh.
I'm like, well, yeah. Wait, I said, what about brunch? And she was like, oh, I mean, I don't know. And then I messaged her one last time afterwards and she sent back the Seth Rogen meme. Oh, no, Jonah Hill meme where he's going like this.
Yeah.
It's like owning me again.
Just for the home listeners, you know, doing like a negative, cut it out.
Yeah, yeah. like, no, exactly.
Guys who are starting off in the game use neck theory. Masters don't need to use neck theory.
Just little
neck theory. Right.
Just but, for her sake.
I mean, just a huge mug off. Like, and then they kept doing it every. Then I'd have arguments with these gay guys every few weeks. They'd message me again. They kept going, being like, "Oh, you suck." I'm like, "It's not fucking funny anymore." Like, I thought I was flirting with a cute girl. It's being trashed by these meanies. I sent them quite serious things, being like, "This is not. You could really hurt someone's feelings." Not me, obviously. I'm fine, but other people, you could really. But pretty crazy coincidence.
That's so wild. She drives Uber and she's going to give you shit?
Exactly.
Fucking bitch.
Come on.
I don't know, man. The gig economy is pretty tough.
That's true. Yeah, sorry. That's,
yeah. On your dingo.
Yeah, what are you doing for a bit of scratch?
How do I make money?
Yeah.
I find it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I found $10 in Trappers. I want to buy an umbrella for when it rains.
Where are you planning on living after here? Because we're not going to be here forever.
Oh, after here?
Yeah. Yeah.
After this?
Well, my parents are coming home. You can't stay here.
Oh, really? Mm. And I couldn't go out into the caves?
No, I could put you on a night train somewhere. That's the best I can
offer.
In
a way, I'm like a blue bottle. I just drift away. I'm always going.
Sting someone and then keep going.
I don't really have a brain. I just have a nucleus. So I can't make informed decisions.
Oh, well, I'm putting you on the night train to Melbourne. You can sting someone down there because sick of eating all my food around here. I've tolerated it, but it's driving me fucking nuts.
Have you ever thought about doing comedy, Dingo? Like your older brother, Cameron?
Yeah, does he make you proud?
He's a blue bottle. I mean, I don't know what blue balls can do stand-up. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, people have seen Duggan's act, but listen to the show. It's not much. You might as well be a blue bottle.
I got to say.
He's literally shaking. Yeah.
Johnny Blue Bottle.
It's not a bad heckle. You're a fucking jellyfish, cunt.
I got to say, I mean, he is my older brother, but it's really not my flavor, and he's a disgrace to the craft.
This blue bottle works a chortle.
I think the material is weak. The delivery is inconsistent. And he often burns the light.
It's got sticky feet.
Duggan's blue bottle comedy reviewer brother who goes to all his gigs and hates it.
Yeah, all he says is him performing, not bringing mints home. It's a fucking waste of time.
Oh man, that'd be great if Duggan starts, you know, hitting the road and people start bringing him mints to gigs. You know, like
yeah, instead of cake or something, he just gets raw mints.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
He wouldn't be far off it, I'm sure.
It's like you know, when you go to Time Zone and you get the tokens.
Yeah,
it's like how well he does is like how many sausages he gets from the week. Like, oh, only two tonight. But sometimes it's
there's a trick actually. If you pull it really gently, you can get more out.
I reckon sometimes he'll owe them sausages from some of the gigs I've seen him do.
That's why he's always got it in his pocket. In case he bombs, he's got something to apologize with.
Listen, I'm sorry. Here, take two. They're pork, these ones. Take them.
Oh.
Not funny.
That's a nice little drop, just Siri.
Yeah. Would you be happy to see the family back together, or you reckon the damage is done?
We got to bring him home. We need him back.
He's got to join the wolf pack.
Yeah. He's on the run in the country.
Mm.
What's he running from exactly, do you know?
Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but growing up, we were always led to believe that Cameron was our brother. But we've recently uncovered he is, in fact, my father.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The third bombshell of the podcast.
Duggan was like, a dingo is my baby.
Oh, that was really
awful. My Lord. Been trying to think of a baby thing for fucking 20 minutes, man.
I think that Dexy kicked in.
That was really good.
I do. Dingo Gear's my favorite, too.
I'd like to propose. I'd like to propose that was very fast and very good.
I'll adopt you.
No, we all want what's best for you, Dingo. And
what's that?
What do I think? Yeah, I want him out of the house. Yeah, I've had a fucking gutful of him. I think he's you know, it was funny at first, but. Just get rid of the cops. He's eating the food. He's made himself very unwelcome here. And I thought I'd been pretty hospitable.
What, you don't like me because I'm really dirty and I always tell lies? Sheesh.
You will like him when he's angry, though.
Yeah, you know, you've been quite the grubbly. You know, you stink. You refuse.
You don't like me because I ate your birth certificate?
Even in the imaginary world, Jared's picking a fight with him.
That'd be on 11 of the, you know, 10 reasons I don't like you. You eating my birth certificate, mate.
Let's list every reason. Yeah,
exactly. You piddled on the floor. You stink. Did I mention you stink?
Yeah, but all these vaccinations and heartworms up to date. Like, a bit of credit where credit is due. Yeah.
No, he's not eating. I tried to give him the heartworm tablet. I saw him put it in his ear. He's not eating. He's trying to keep him alive.
Now, I remember way back when we started this, you used to talk about how your parents have fallen for every dumb TV advert, like ab swing and stuff.
Yeah.
Can we get a few out later?
No, we can't fucking do that.
I was keen to get a... an Abtronic going up here.
Yeah, I'm going to have Abtronic.
Bit doughy myself. Oh, this just in. My real estate said I'm all cleared for my arrears.
You paid your rent.
I'm good, baby. Oh, yep.
So now someone gets to fuck you in the ass.
Come on over. No, I've been pretending to be in hospital.
I was pretending to be in hospital so I didn't have to pay rent for a while.
Oh, right.
They really turned the screws on me. They were like, how are you feeling? Like, so you're $1,400 in arrears. Could you make payment today?
$1,400
Yeah. I was rearing them.
And your real estate agent's organizing?
Yeah. Hey, don't yuck her yum. We have a thing going on. Me and I don't want to say... their names.
Totally.
Yeah.
But they have funny names, real estate agents.
Yeah.
I think mine's called Sludgev.
I have a feeling. they're related.
You don't have a real estate agent, mate.
This guy lives in a cave and he's got a real estate agent called Sludgev.
He's just Fight Clubbing himself into thinking he has an authority figure.
Yeah, I drew him on the wall.
He's a real estate agent, someone who gives you electroshock therapy
in a collar.
Yeah, you're undoubtedly one of the worst people I've ever met.
I am not a good guy.
I find you insufferable. And if I had my time again, I would not have let you on this podcast. You're a bad guy for sure.
Don't take the vaccine.
Not the people listening, just you, Jared. Don't take it.
Won't be able to get into McDonald's or something soon if you don't.
Will you get the vaccine?
I don't know. I'm not getting it first. I know that.
Yep.
I'll let the dingoes of the world line up and take it first.
The dingoes are frontline worker.
Yeah, he patrols the line.
The cave is not the front line. That is the back line.
Growling at people at the boundary is not a frontline worker. But.
Oh, man. Oh, remember we were talking about way back when with... those sex robots and how they're going to get to a point where they're just going to be nagging
you at some point. Nagging feature, yeah.
That always makes me laugh. like a nagging feature.
They want to get to that next level. Why don't you ever clean up after yourself? Why do I cook all the time?
You in the pub.
Again, you've come up with a fake world and you're annoyed in it.
Things aren't going well for me, Tom. But just like, it's at the pub and you know, you've reluctantly brought your robot missus because she's complaining that you don't take her anywhere. And now she's like, you know, she's getting all catty and the boys are watching. So you've got to fight back at some point. And then she's like, okay, so you want to do this now? Let's do this now in front of everybody. I don't have a shame chip or an embarrassment chip. This is going to be much worse for you.
All the other guys, all their robots are being like, oh my God.
Yeah, they get in the car.
Yeah,
what was wrong with Yaz and Stacybot 3.0? I don't know, babe. I mean, hopefully they can work it out. They're a real fun couple. I'd hate to lose games night on Thursday.
Games night. Yeah, Tetris in our head.
Oh, I'd be sucked off by a robot.
First you got to propose.
That's true. You got to put a ring on its canned finger.
How's that robot you're building going, Dingo?
It's going pretty good.
Sorry, before we hit record, you would not shut up.
You know how binary code is ones and zeros? Yeah, it's the only robot ever all zeros.
And you think it's the one?
I'm building a robot to give me a haircut and a compliment.
Yeah.
All I've got is an old printer scanner and two sticks.
And that's your accountant? My real estate agent is a man who gives me electroshock therapy, and my accountant is this fucking robot I built out of garbage. I'm a businessman. Businessman Dingo.
Oh, man, I think we've squeezed this character for all time. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, there's a bit more juice we can get out of the
character. I'm thinking about bringing him back.
I gotta say, there's more juice in this lemon, trust me.
We do have a review to read.
Oh, that's good.
Before
that's
we good. Go get too crazy.
Yep. And fuck around with this.
This is from Jake with 9 E's. Wait a pod, 5 stars.
How many?
Hang on, wait, you can't.
Wait a second.
How many?
Tell us. What is it?
9 E's.
9 E's. J A K E, and then 9 more E's.
We'll read it properly. Jakey.
You can't. That's clearly pronounced Jakey. You can't just, yeah, Jake, normal, 9 E's.
Yeah, come on, dude.
All right. I cut off the flavor that he was trying to throw on it. I apologize for that, Jakey. Oh, actually, it's Jagadee. There's a D right before the final 3 E's. Jagadee.
9 E's? What's next? 10 O's? What's next? 11 U's?
I've got to put a stop to this.
At some point. This is Mercury Rising 2.
I love it.
Dingo figures it out.
I'm on a podcast.
All right. 5 stars. Without these trailblazers, there would be no Mug Off Light community notice board. If it ain't worth 5 stars, then I don't know what is. Keep podding, gents. Love, heart.
Oh, man.
Oh, thanks, Jagadee.
Yeah.
You're a good fellow.
Man, yeah. I've got something to read from the, in case anyone's not amongst the Mug Off Facebook group.
Oh, wait.
Some of the things you might be missing out on.
This is red hot.
So this is from a fan of the show, Tom Swain. He was writing in, my mate was painting the town hall in Burra, South Australia, Riverland. And the two local adolescent Darrows had paintball guns and were raining hellfire on the job from a distance. Eventually, my mate, 36 years old, 6'4", cracked the shits and stormed towards the 12-year-old domestic terrorists, at which point one passes his paintball gun to the other saying, hold this while I deal with this. Shouting match, cop called, knows the kid, knows the dad. We believe a flogging ensued. Maybe put a buzzer on that word.
Yeah, I'll do that,
please.
Yeah.
Maybe get the FA and then.
Yeah, push.
Yeah, help
leave,
me out.
Leave it to the imagination.
Help me out here in case there's anyone who might employ me is listening to the show.
Yeah. Maybe your life would be a bit better, Dingo, if you use your fucking imagination every now and then.
Dingo, 5'9", 32, doesn't appreciate that.
South Burra.
The Queensland Riverlands.
Thanks for having me on. For the time of my life.
Sorry we couldn't find your old man.
Oh. Yeah. I'll track him down.
Just follow your nose.
I've got a sample of his blood to help sniff him out. I've got 1 liter of it.
How'd you procure this?
I've been filing all kinds of stuff that he's been leaving around. Empty packets of Winfield Browns.
He does love it. He is a brown man.
Oh, well, we wish you the best of luck in your journey, mate. And, you know, all the success. I look forward to getting you.
If anyone has any information about anything, I am...
then good on you. Congratulations.
I'd love to any kind of knowledge about any subject.
Where can people contact you, Dingo, if they do pick up Cameron's trail?
I get most of my learnings from the sky. So if you write something in the sky, I will see it.
All right, hear that if you're out there and you've got a spare 40-50 grand lying around to put a full sentence in the sky for Dingo, please go ahead. He will respond in kind. I got to trap this cunt and get him out of the house, so we might leave it there. If you like the show, follow us on Instagram, MugOff69, or the Facebook group. Subscribe on Patreon.
Yep.
Leave us a nice review.
Yeah, the shirts are on their way. As you can see, Jerry's wearing.
I'm wearing a beta of the shirt.
Yeah, whatever. So they'll go on sale soon, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
We've got to go to Patreon first, and then
Tom, the good stuff with you and Sam Taunton.
Mm. Great podcast.
Great show.
Have a listen, my lord.
Yeah. I tune in from time to time.
Oh right,
yeah.
Time to time.
You know, I'm listening to my own pod.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build the numbers up here. Come on, dude.
You can reach Dingo in the sky.
I've got something to promote.
Yeah, please.
I've got some new merchandise. It's my dandruff. A lot of dandruff is white. Mine is not.
Which is interesting.
Tom, would you and Sam think about booking Dingo Duggan on? You've had Cameron Duggan.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Just thought I'd try for you, pal.
Yeah.
Let's just say he doesn't have legs. That's right. I don't actually have legs.
I can tell you this is the last favor I'm ever doing for you, man. I don't know. I've had a fucking fill of you.
Well, it's all good. I'm probably going to die at midnight tonight. If the prophecy comes true.
All right. We might leave it there. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Baby.